see my physician. He said you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost. Better keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. Another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. The best way to get a hold of me, if you are interested in getting a hold of me, if you have any questions you'd like for me to answer, I'm happy to answer your questions. I consult with people from all over the country. And even from outside of the country, the best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone directly. That's area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. You can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. And let's face it, having health concerns is no fun. When your body doesn't function the way that it's supposed to, it can be very disheartening, it can be very inconvenient, and it can be very scary. I want to make sure that you are able to exercise the highest level of health possible. That is our birthright, to be healthy. We just don't understand how to exercise that birthright. So I come with you every week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I'll ask you to give me a call or go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com to listen to the show again. Repetition is the key to learning. My message is never going to change. I'm always going to be helping you to understand yourself better and how to make your life work better in life itself. And the man that helps me do that every week is in studio with me. His name is Mark Sabin. He's the man behind the scenes. He puts the shows together. He comes up with the questions. He comes up with the topic, and he helps to clarify each topic for you, the listeners, so that you walk out of here with a valuable final product. And my hope is that this has been beneficial for you. And so we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you very much, Doc Rick. Once again, it is a pleasure to be here. And today I wanted to talk to you about one of the things that you provide a lot for the people that come and visit you and are looking to achieve better health is a variety of supplements that you offer people to help balance people's health. And these supplements are pretty much, I think, if not all, whole food supplements, I think, or at least most of them are based on whole foods. So this is something that is a big part of everything that we talk about every week on the show, which is that the basics of good health are to eat well, to sleep well, to drink plenty of water, to get the proper exercise, those basic things that we all kind of learned in elementary school. And yet, health is one of those things that people take for granted until something goes wrong. And that's really different than your approach. Your approach is to start with health and to always return to health.
Absolutely. And my approach is definitely different than what is going on in our healthcare system. I feel that our health is our birthright, and we should have it like we are able to breathe air. It should be free and is free to those who know how to exercise their right to be healthy. And the way to be healthy is to take an active role for health, not a passive role that we've all been led to believe is and most practiced by waiting until they have a problem before they do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, much of what you recommend are the same things that you were taught when you were in grammar school.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you want to breathe properly. You want to consume quality spring or mineral water. You want to avoid the purified or the filtered waters. You want to eat quality food. You want to get quality sleep. You want to do all of those things that, again, most of us take for granted. A lot of people don't get very good sleep, but like 75 million Americans don't get proper sleep. Just look at the obesity epidemic, and you can tell that most people don't eat quality food. And because they're obese and they have the health problems that they have, they're certainly not able to exercise the way that they're supposed to. And everybody understands the first thing that you're going to have done to you when you're admitted to a hospital is they're going to hook you up to an IV and they're going to rehydrate you, because we're all walking around functionally dehydrated. And so, again, breathing properly, eating quality food, getting good sleep, exercising, and drinking quality water, these are the things that we need to deal with on a daily basis.
And those are the things that are going to give you good health, really.
Yes.
Now, but even if you're health conscious, things do happen in life. I mean, people get sick or injured. And when that happens, you need to do things to get back to wellness. So what are the options for doing that?
Well, if you're already doing the basics and you live life consciously, you will have minimal problems. And when life happens, you need to continue the basics and then speak to someone who can help you determine what your best options are. Not what their best options are, but what your best options are. Because everyone's an opportunist, and based on what your best option is what you need to understand, and then begin to apply the best option for your specific circumstances.
And your option may be different than somebody else's.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's an individual thing. So, I mean, most, if not everyone who listens to this show wants to achieve good health, but it can be a daunting task. Can you really do that in today's world?
Oh, certainly, as I'm doing that and continue to do that for the past 35 years actively. And that is the difference, being active about your health, not passive like they make us consider doing. You know, seeing a doctor once a year and taking medication and living a passive lifestyle, this will always lead to more health problems, I promise you.
Mm-hmm. And the world is filled with chemicals and pollutants, and our food sources are compromised or riddled with antibiotics and pesticides. The air that we breathe is dirty, and it's getting dirtier. The water that we drink is sanitized or adulterated. Is there an easy way to give yourself a boost towards good health?
Well, finding sources and trusting the sources you find after you've investigated them. Then use the sources to support yourself and live that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. So how much of what you need to do for your health has to do with what you voluntarily put in your body?
Absolutely, Mark. Everything. A great man once said, after he probably heard it from his wife, is that you are what you eat. The quality of what you put into your body directly affects the quality of how your body functions and maintains health.
Mm-hmm. So is it possible to get enough nutrients just by eating healthy food?
Well, if you have the right sources. The problem with the sources today is they've all been modified genetically for the majority of our food in our food supply. So you have to find quality sources and support the sustaining of those quality sources. Like if you join a co-op, okay, paying into the co-op so that the farmer who's growing the crops and doing the right thing can create the food necessary to supply the co-op with good, high-quality food. And then it becomes like a, you know, a little community of people that support each other, mm-hmm. the people that pay into it and the one that produces it and earns the right for the people to pay into it.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, the population has become so urban predominantly that a lot of people have forgotten the importance of farms and what farms do to keep us all alive and fed.
Correct.
Is it enough to eat organic food?
Well, that's a major component, but it may not be enough for everyone. Each of us has unique needs and requires specific nutrients to support and sustain our specific lives. And some diets, even if they're 100% organic, can still have holes in what is required by the body to maintain its normal functioning health.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about being a vegetarian?
Well, vegetarians will run into the same issue as organic eaters. Does the diet supply all the necessary ingredients to support the health of the individual? Vegetarians and even vegans have an issue in this country of finding suitable sources of the essential amino acid methionine from non-animal sources. Our digestive systems are just not equipped to make that essential amino acid, which is why it's now essential.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the difference, vegetarians and vegans. What's the difference between a vegetarian and a vegan?
Well, vegetarians will have dairy, whereas vegans will not have anything from any animal sources whatsoever, and that includes the dairy.
Uh-huh. So, do you need to supplement your diet?
Well, I do. Does society in general need to supplement their diet? Absolutely, and the individual needs to decide if that's their truth. The bottom line is we cannot get the full complement of dietary ingredients that we all need, meaning all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the cofactors, all the enzymes, all the ingredients necessary from the food the way the food is currently manufactured today. So we're going to need to supplement it, and that's really not something that we can avoid because we've allowed the bastardization of our food, the over-refining of our food, the stripping of the nutrition from the food, which makes it no longer food, but that doesn't stop the companies from being approved to sell it as, quote, food.
Mm-hmm. Well, it raises the question, can you get enough supplementation if you're taking vitamins?
Well, that depends on the vitamins. Synthetic vitamins and high concentrations of chemical isolates, the answer is very simple. No, you cannot get what you need from taking vitamins. Whole food supplements with everything nature would ask you to have, the answer is yes. And this is why we use whole food supplements in our practice and have for the last 30 years.
Now, whole food supplements as opposed to vitamins. You're saying that the vitamins that you might buy in a store, in a grocery store, in a health food store,
Those are synthetic chemical isolated ingredients, like a thiamine. Okay, thiamine is going to be thiamine mononitrate is going to be a synthetic form of vitamin B1. Okay. Pyridoxine hydrochloride is a chemical formula for one of the other B vitamins. It's not what a B vitamin would be in nature. Ascorbic acid is not vitamin C. It's the antioxidant protective coating that protects the vitamin C molecule, but it doesn't have any function. And so when you're taking these chemical isolates that are deficient in what nature would want you to have, it actually creates a problem because now you have to pull the other ingredients from your own tissues, creating a deficiency in those other ingredients in an effort to process the excess amounts of the ingredients that are chemical substrates.
This is very similar to what you've said about the fact that obesity is a starvation disease.
Exactly.
Because your body is having to take from itself the things that you're not getting from the food that you're eating, and then the excess your body is storing.
Correct.
And is storing as fat. Interesting. Now, do some vitamins work in conjunction with others, so you actually need to take complementary vitamins to get the real benefits?
Yes, that's really how it works, and there's no one-size-fits-all for everybody. We each need to have an evaluation and to be checked to address the specific needs of the individual. And it's interesting. In every single visit that somebody comes into my office, they will understand that we're evaluating, okay, how are things doing from the last time I saw you? Have anything new showed up that we need to address, or do we continue to move in the same direction with where it is that you're going? Okay. And sometimes we have to add new things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes where you're going is you have everything in the car to get you there, so just keep going.
So if you come in, let's say I'm a regular patient of yours, and I come in, we see each other every month or every few weeks or whatever the frequency is, and today I come in and I've got a cold. Mm-hmm. Are you going to do something different for me on that visit than you would on another visit?
If your body indicated that that was its priority, mm-hmm. then yes. Okay. If your body's already working it out and it doesn't need any help, then it's not going to be a priority and your body will give up something else as its chief priority. So having an ability to understand what the different imbalances are, having a system in place to figure out, well, which one is the greatest, biggest priority, which one needs to be addressed immediately, making sure that you address that. And once you've addressed the biggest priority, is there anything else that you can do to support that person's body? Enhancing what it is that they're doing, and do they now have to process the biggest priority? Mm-hmm. Maybe get over their fever, maybe get over their flu or their virus or what have you, before the body's ready to add on to it. And it's like, yeah, you know, there's only so much a body can handle at once, so you don't want to overwhelm it because that will shut everything down.
Well, that's different than, you know, if you go, the doctor will say, "We'll take, you know, a couple of these pills here, and you'll get over it, and it'll cycle through in a few days." You're saying that. You may come in and come in to see you, and you may say, "Well, we're not even going to deal with that because there are other priorities."
Right.
So how do you determine whether there are other, what the priorities are?
Well, there's methods that we use in the office that we're able to ask the body directly. Mm-hmm. Okay, you've registered, the body's registered that it has these four problems. Okay, well, which one is the most important?
Mm-hmm.
The body will tell you. Mm-hmm. Which one is second most important? The body will tell you. Which is third most important? The body will tell you. And that leaves the fourth one as being the last priority. And sometimes when you treat the first priority, it affects the other three, and then you don't need to treat the other three.
Interesting.
But having the ability and having a tool or a way to assess and discern what is the biggest priority, and do you need to treat any of the secondary priorities, mm-hmm. or are they two completely separate problems and you need to treat both of them, but this one you treat first because this is more important, and this one you treat second, and you have to treat them individually, but you have to also treat them together. You know, it's just having tools and the understanding of how to do all of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, if you plan to take a vitamin supplement, what should you know?
Well, you should know immediately if it's real and is it complete or is it completely deficient of what it is that you're trying to address? You know, you go. There's the two main multivitamins that are out there that, you know, and it's not my intention to bash any of these companies, but at the end of the day, Centrum is completely chemicals. 100%. There's nothing real in a Centrum vitamin. One a day. Same deal. They're all chemical isolates. They're all contrived and composed in a particular way that says, well, you get, you know, 1,000% of this, you get 150% of this, you get, you know, 40% of this, you get, you know, and just looking at the label and seeing the percentages, okay, your B vitamins are usually going to be in the thousands of a percent of the RDA as opposed to 100%. And most Americans think that if a little is good, more is better, and that's not the case at all because you're going to be overloading and overwhelming your system with these chemical isolates. Isolates that your body doesn't know how to process anyway.
Hmm. Wow. Well, this is a very good introduction to the topic that I wanted to talk to you today, because today I wanted to talk to you about some of the supplements that you do use in your office that are kind of at the, I guess, the mainstay of what you might give to people if they need it. But before we get into that, we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. And when we get back, let's talk about these 10 supplements that you recommend.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. And much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today, Mark and I are discussing, I believe it's the 10 supplements to take that is going to help you transform your health and make you healthy and give your body the basic ingredients that it needs in order to be healthy.
Yeah, and now these are all whole food supplements that you recommend people take.
These are whole food supplements that I do recommend that people take.
So what's the first of these 10?
Well, the first of these is a thing called Catalin, which is a whole food multivitamin that contains all of the ingredients known and unknown that nature would want a person to have to maintain balanced function and overall health. And we ask people to start with the foundational nutrients so that they can then determine if they need other kinds of supplementation.
So this is like a multivitamin that you would take.
This is like a multivitamin. It's like an umbrella. It covers all the aspects of a person's health.
Mm-hmm.
And after the person starts taking that, then we may notice that they have other holes or they have larger deficiencies in this component of Catalin. Catalin comes and it's a balanced multivitamin, if you will, multivitamin, multimineral, multi-enzyme whole food supplement, and it's going to satisfy the foundational benefits for just about everybody as far as their health goes. But somebody has diabetes. They actually have deficiencies in other ingredients that Catalin won't handle. Mm-hmm. Somebody has heart disease. They have other deficiencies that Catalin isn't going to handle. Somebody has an autoimmune disease. They have other deficiencies that Catalin isn't going to handle. But Catalin is a foundation on which to build off in order to solve all these other conditions.
Okay, that's interesting. What's the second supplement that you recommend?
A thing called Ultraflora Dairy-Free Capsules. This is a probiotic, and we've discussed the importance of probiotics and why a person needs this ad nauseum, but safe to say that if you don't feed your microbiome the necessary good bacteria that the body needs to break down your food, then you're already starting with a deficiency that you're probably never going to fix. So having enough probiotic in your system and making sure that your system continues to have enough, because the water that we drink that has chlorine in it, the toothpaste and table salts, etc., that we use that has fluoride in it, the flour-based products that has bromine in it, the medications that we have, the over-the-counter medications that we have, the alcohol, the sugar, the stress in life, all of these things suppress your microbiome. So making sure that you're constantly feeding high-quality ingredients into your microbiome will allow your microbiome to stay healthy so that you don't run into problems.
So remind us briefly, you said it's bacteria, and most of the time we look at what's going on in the world and everything says that bacteria is bad, but you're saying that we ought to feed the bacteria in your gut in order to be healthy.
We have to feed the healthy bacteria. There's good bacteria and there's bad bacteria that exist within everybody's system. We want to make sure that there's enough of the white hats to overcome the effect of the black hats so that we're not having any issues.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the number three supplement?
Number three supplement is a supplement called Zymex. This supplement helps to restore balance within the digestive system that results from the antibiotic ingestion. What happens after the antibiotic is the overgrowth of the yeast and the candida that we've also discussed, causing the imbalance within the microbiome. So Zymex helps reduce the amount of excess yeast and candida that a person has, which helps to maintain normal balance, normal function, normal digestion, and normal absorption. And it also decreases the cravings that most people have for sugar,
which is one of the things that is the cause of so many of our illnesses.
Sugar is the cause of all of our health problems.
Wow. All of them.
All of them.
Okay. What's number four?
Well, we want to also just touch briefly on the fact that, you know what, in your digestive system, there's a proper balance of alkaline versus acidity. Okay. And so in different parts of your digestive system, like in your stomach, you want to have strong acid to help break down your foods. As you leave the stomach and go into the first part of the small intestine, then you actually want to change the pH from being acidic to being alkaline.
Okay. Interesting.
And then as you get towards the end of the digestive system, you want to bring it back towards a more of an acidic balance. And so there's various things that you need to be aware of as far as making sure that there's balance there. Suffice to say that we all have an acid-alkaline balance that helps to maintain normal function, and we are slightly alkaline in our blood by definition. And depending upon the organ or gland, it needs to be acidic like your stomach and it needs to be alkaline like the lower part of your digestive system. So we want to just make sure that we're staying on top of that. And that's one of the other things that Zymex will do for the bowel system.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know there's a lot of talk that I know you've talked about it. You've done shows on water. People use alkaline water. Is that a healthy thing to do?
Well, depending upon what the person's health picture is, and there's different businesses and there's different machines out there that will help you manufacture an alkaline water. And for some people who drink that alkaline water, it helps their body feel better by pushing it a little bit in a particular direction because their diet is probably pulling them in the other direction. And so having somebody such as myself who can help you navigate that and understand, okay, well, what is the truth specifically for you becomes important instead of just, hearing about it and saying, well, I'm going to give that a shot without knowing what your situation is and what negative effect it may create.
What's the number five on this list?
Well, it's actually number four.
Oh, number four. We didn't get into number four. You're right.
Right. Number four is Immuplex. This supplement is the ingredients needed to help maintain and support a strong immune system response to things like viruses and overall immune system functioning. And so Immuplex is something that I feel that the average person should definitely be taking on a regular basis because we don't know where all these viruses exist. But by having a prophylactic amount of that in your system, if you do come into contact with somebody who maybe is coming out of Walgreens and just got their flu vaccine and they're supposed to avoid people, but they probably don't. You know, they go get back in the car with all of their kids and, you know, now they're just passing all of this stuff around. You don't know if you walk into a restaurant, if the woman that's got her back to you or the man that has his back to you because you're sitting in a similar area, if they just had their flu vaccine. So having Immuplex in your system on a regular basis helps to minimize any potential for you to pick up the flu.
So is it like taking a flu shot?
No, it's not like taking a flu shot, but it's just feeding your body the right ingredients to help stimulate the immune system to be able to combat and deal with and help the body not respond in a negative way if there's viral imbalances that a person gets exposed to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it makes sense. I mean, Immunoplex sounds like it would support your immune system. So
yes.
Yeah. What is number five?
Number five is probably the most important thing that you could be taking in terms of if you were ever going to take one supplement, this would probably be the one that I would want you to take. And this is a supplement called calcium lactate. Calcium is the most abundant mineral in the body. In fact, your body is almost 70% calcium. So having enough is the difference between having healthy bones, having healthy immunity, having healthy muscle function, having normal hormonal production, and calcium bicarbonate is the liquid form of calcium that the body needs. But unfortunately, it's only available in a liquid form as found in mineral like artesian, well water, spring water, and mineral water. So we need the calcium bicarbonate precursor, which is what's known as calcium lactate. So since we can't have calcium bicarbonate in a stable solid form, drinking the artesian well water, drinking the mineral water, drinking the spring water will give you a titration of that for the body. But taking calcium lactate, once it gets into the stomach, it's broken down by the acids and absorbed into the tissues, and it's converted immediately into calcium bicarbonate, which is the form of calcium that your body needs.
Well, what about getting enough calcium from eating dairy, such as milk or cheese or yogurt?
Well, that's actually pretty funny because you're really not going to get that much calcium from dairy and cheese and yogurt for the simple fact that they've been cooked, and the cooking destroys the enzymes necessary to digest the calcium out of these ingredients. ingredients. So cooked calcium is inactive calcium and will not serve the purpose that the body needs. You need live bioactive calcium, and calcium lactate helps to fill that role as a precursor for the ultimate form of calcium that the body needs, the calcium bicarbonate.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter whether you're taking the lactate-free milk or one of those ones for people who have sensitivity to lactate?
Well, taking the lactose, the milk sugar, out of the milk itself,
Okay,
you've removed the milk sugar, which is lactose. Okay, so people who are lactose intolerant, if you're having a lactate milk, they've taken that sugar out of it. So you're not going to be irritated by it, because if you don't have the enzyme yourself to break down the lactose, okay, then you're going to have reactions like, Leonard does on Big Bang Theory.
Uh-huh. And is that something that you can supplement to overcome that?
Well, I can actually help somebody fix that problem so that they don't have to be lactose intolerant anymore. Mm-hmm. But that's
a different story,
that's
really.
That's a completely different story for another day.
Okay, we'll take that up another day. What is the number six supplement that you recommend?
Number six is Cataplex C. This is a whole food vitamin C complex, which has all the vitamin C components. And again, most people think of vitamin C as that thing called ascorbic acid. This is what the government allows to be called vitamin C. In fact, ascorbic acid is the outer candy coating of an antioxidant that protects the functional parts of the vitamin C molecule itself. It's needed to activate the white blood cells known as macrophages that help eat up infection. So having adequate amounts of Cataplex C helps to eat up any pathogens that find their way into the body that should not be there. So we need adequate amounts of this within our diet, and God has made it in abundant in all of our fruits and vegetables, which is why you need to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. So, like I said, probably the most important would be the calcium, and the calcium keeps things from getting into the body. But if you're deficient in calcium, then things are going to get in. And that's where the whole food vitamin C molecule activates the scavenger cells known as macrophages that will just sit at the openings and just eat anything that's coming in. So you need to have both of those ingredients if you truly want to help somebody be healthy and not get sick.
Now, there was a scientist some years ago, Linus Pauling, who recommended that you take massive amounts of vitamin C if you were catching a cold or trying to fight off a cold. But it would seem to me, from what we're saying, that if you're taking the kind of vitamin C you'd get in the health food store or the drug store, you're not actually going to help yourself fight that cold off.
No, you're actually going to be hurting yourself down the road. And we have, and this is an observation that I've been talking about for years, but most people don't hear it or don't pay attention to it. We are walking around as a society with functional level of scurvy. You remember scurvy from way back in the day, you know, the 16, 1700s and even before then.
Sailors would get it
and they were called limeys because they would use lime to prevent having scurvy because that was a good source of vitamin C. Well, we're all walking around functionally having scurvy in this country because we bruise easily. Any senior citizen that bruises easily, I want to talk to you. I want you to come see me, and I want to explain the mechanism of what you need to do so that you will stop bruising. And if you're taking a warfarin or if you're taking any of those other blood-thinning drugs because your health says that you need to take these things,
right,
I want to have a conversation with you, and I want to give you the understanding that you need so that you can go back to your medical doctor and now have a better conversation so that you're not going to die of bruising and bleeding internally because you're being put on an Eliquis or a warfarin or one of those kinds of drugs that says that you're now no longer allowed to eat vegetables because there are too much of this, that, and the other thing within the vegetables that's going to interfere with how your medicine that's keeping you from having a stroke show up. I want to teach you how to not have a stroke, but also not bleed to death.
Yeah, I know that that's a problem. I know my own father had issues with that, where he had a severe blood loss because he was on a blood thinner for a heart condition. So
right.
I've had experience with that. Now, there are all these different supplements. And should people rush out and take all of them, or do you need to be evaluated to determine the right supplements for each individual?
I really appreciate your question, Mark, because I know you have the best interest of the listener at heart. You know the answer to that
because we've
talked about it, but it's the right question. For the listener, it would be smart to know what your body needs based on your lifestyle and how you stress yourself out. The best, most complete way to do this is to have a proper evaluation by a functional practitioner who understands where you are deficient and what is the best solution to address those deficiencies. And it all starts with our ability to digest our food and the quality of food that we eat. So if you're out there and you're wondering, well, Dr. Rick says I need to take these five supplements that we just went over, and I just want to go out and buy them, so I'll call his office and I'll have him order them for me. I'm basically going to say, you know what? I appreciate that as a gift to you because you're calling me and you're being proactive. Come into my office and I'll evaluate the need that you have for those specific supplements. And I will do that as a gift to you to start the new year off healthy.
Wow.
I will do that for anybody who wants to come in to start their new year off healthy by just simply calling me, coming in, and let's just evaluate from a nutritional standpoint where your body's at, what it's lacking, and what it would take in order to get your body the ingredients that it needs. You just have to either call me or email me.
That's a great offer. It's a tremendous offer because, you know, we're talking about these supplements that, and they all make so much sense when you hear about them, but it would be so much better to know exactly what you need to take. And I know you wouldn't even give sell these to people who weren't properly evaluated.
Right. I don't just sell supplements for the sake of selling supplements. I'll be honest with you, Mark. I value the supplement more than I value the person who wants to buy them until the person who wants to buy them has demonstrated their value of wanting to take these valuable supplements to help themselves.
Interesting. Wow. This is a good conversation. Once again, Doc Rick, we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, there are several more of these supplements that I want to talk to you about and find out more about.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Hun Toon is pleased to announce a new program that he's offering to his current practice members and any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. How food manufacturers disguise ingredients and what to recognize. How food manufacturers and supermarkets mislead the public with bonus buys. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. How to feed a family healthy food. How to prepare for food shopping. And how to find healthy substitutes for your current addiction foods. If you'd like to take advantage of this unique service, contact Dr. Hun Toon and arrange for your Shop with the Doc session. His phone number is 845-561-BACK. That's 845-561-2225. Or email Dr. Hun Toon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. Best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. And today, Mark and I have been talking about the top 10 supplements that I recommend that people consider for their health and their longevity and the health of their family and friends. And I think we've covered the first, I don't know, six?
Yeah. I mean, what I love about talking to you about this stuff about health is that your orientation is about keeping people healthy. It's not about treating them when they're sick, although you will obviously see and help people when they are sick, but it's all about getting people back to health. And when we've talked about the first six, which seem to be pretty foundational, so if we pick back up from where we left off with number six, what's number seven?
Number seven is a supplement that probably nobody has heard of unless they've been in this arena for quite some time, and it's called Cataplex F. Cataplex F is a whole food form of vitamin F complex, as found in the whole food vitamin E complex. It has everything in it that nature would desire you to have if you are deficient in vitamin F. What does it help the body do? It helps to bring calcium back into the tissues and is food for anyone who has swelling in specific parts of their body. For men, it's helpful if they have prostate enlargement or benign prostatic hypertrophy. Vitamin F helps to put the calcium back into the prostate so that the swelling can go away. And so vitamin F is a very, very important supplement. It's also need cataplex F to stop us from getting sunburn. It keeps the tissue calcium levels high and stops the tissue damage associated with a deficiency in the tissue calcium that results from too much vitamin D. So if we sit in the sun, Mark,
yeah,
and the sun hits our skin, the oils in our skin help to generate vitamin D. Vitamin D then diffuses through the tissues, picking up some calcium along the way and dumps it into the bloodstream and then gets taken on to you know, develop strong bones and this, that, and the other thing. And that's good for the body. But if you have so much sun exposure that you're pulling all the calcium out of your tissues, well, now the tissue's integrity is going to be interfered with. And how that shows up is somebody actually starts to get sunburn. And if you have too much vitamin D and not enough calcium within the tissues themselves, because you've made too much vitamin D and you've pulled all the calcium out of the tissues, not only will you get sunburn, but you might get sunstroke or even sun poisoning, which is just too much vitamin D and not enough tissue calcium. So what cataplex F does, vitamin F that we were just talking about a second ago, is it takes the calcium from the blood and puts it back into the tissues. And by putting the calcium back into the tissues while you're manufacturing vitamin D, okay, now your tissues don't have the benefit of being depleted in calcium and resulting in sunburn. Now you don't get sunburn. So the question would be is, well, where is a good natural source of where you can find cataplex F or vitamin F for that nature? Butter is very high in vitamin F, but even better than butter is leafy green vegetables, because it's interestingly enough, when the sun comes out and you start growing all these leaves that are very, very high in vitamin F, and what does the leaves do? The leaves create shade. So you're getting shade from the sun. You're also growing vitamin F. So if you consume that vitamin F, then that's also helping you prevent damage from the sun. And nature's very, very balanced, and it's fascinating. But cataplex F is a whole food form of vitamin F that helps to maintain the tissue calcium levels that prevent you from getting infections and sunburn, and, you know, skin damage and those sorts of things.
It's so interesting because we hear a lot about vitamin E, but you don't hear much about vitamin F.
Correct.
Okay, so that was number 7. What's number 8?
Number 8. Let me think about what number 8 is. Oh, number 8 is probably one of the easiest vitamins for any one of us to get. That would be cataplex B.
Cataplex B. Okay, what's that?
Well, cataplex B is the whole vitamin B complex, and it's necessary for normal heart rhythm, normal nerve conduction, and normal digestive function. It's why God made it so available in all the foods that we eat. It's found in the Garden of Eden. There's just so many foods that manufacture vitamin B in them. It's a water-soluble vitamin. The other water-soluble vitamin is vitamin C. And so God has made them abundant for us. We can't possibly overdose on them, because if we consume them, if the body already has enough, it's going to let the excess just go out through our urine. So it's interesting, when people take artificial B vitamins,
right,
you know what happens to their urine?
Turns bright yellow.
It becomes like fluorescent yellow.
Yeah.
And so you actually get to watch yourself peeing the artificial B vitamins that you're taking down the toilet, because they just go right straight through you. And it's that high yellow color, the fluorescent yellow type color that's coming out in your urine, that helps you understand that you're probably not getting the quality B vitamin that you need. It's probably artificial. And so, but B vitamins, again, like I said, people who get irregular heartbeats, they don't need a pacemaker. They need B vitamins. They need probiotics in order to absorb the B vitamins, in order to get the ingredients in the system. But a heart that has irregular heartbeats is not conducting the nerve impulses that go from the sinoatrial node to the atrial ventricular node to the Purkinje fibers or the bundle of His. That's how the electrical impulses spreads out to the whole heart. B vitamins helps to facilitate that normal spreading of the electrical impulses. And so if you don't have enough B vitamins, you're going to have difficulty with that.
Important to know.
Yeah. So before you run out and get a pacemaker, let's talk about your B vitamin levels.
Maybe that could help you. And
maybe
avoid
that'll
that.
Make the difference.
Maybe that'll make the difference. What's number nine?
Number nine is a supplement called Congaplex, which acts like an antibiotic without the damaging effects that antibiotics cause. This supports immune system's ability to fight off bacteria by stimulating the part of the immune system that helps the body recognize and fight off bacteria. An antibiotic creates a stronger need for these types of supplements, so avoiding antibiotics and strengthening your immune system becomes paramount, because if your immune system is dysfunctional, okay, then things get in that don't belong in. And we talked about Cataplex C, and we talked about calcium lactate. Those are the ones that keep the doors closed, and if anybody does squeeze in, the Cataplex C activates those macrophages that help to gobble up infection. Well, if your system's overwhelmed because you're hanging out with a bunch of sick people, then having Congaplex on hand and circulating around your blood is a good preventative.
So we had earlier, we talked about Immunoplex. So there's that helps your immune system. Now, this is different. How is this different, and why would you need both?
Well, the functional, the way that they work.
Yeah.
Okay. One is probably more helpful specifically for people who have viral exposures.
Mm-hmm.
That's what your Immuplex is for. Okay, and for people who have bacterial exposures, those are the Congaplex. So taking a well-balanced amount of both of those, okay, you need an antibiotic for a bacterial infection, and you need some sort of antiviral for a viral infection. This isn't very different from that, except at the end of the day, I'm not interested in treating bacteria or treating viruses. I'm interested in creating enough health within the body so that those things become irrelevant. So if somebody comes into me and they have a bacterial imbalance or they have a viral imbalance, I'm going to say, well, you're probably deficient in these things, which is why you got those two entities. I'm not treating those entities. Uh-huh. I'm just getting the body back to normal so that you don't get those kind of entities. So people say, well, how do you treat a bacterium? I don't treat a bacterium. I treat the person. Well, what's your solution for a virus? Well, feed the body. Then the body doesn't get a virus. I don't treat bacteria. I don't treat viruses. I treat the body so that the body doesn't get these kinds of things.
That's so such a different approach.
And
completely different
much,
approach.
Much unique and very specific distinction.
Yeah, that's an important distinction.
Yes.
What's number 10?
Number 10 is a supplement that's called Fenugreek. It's actually fenugreek seed. It's a powerful decongestant and a wonderful in its technology, and is made from food. Fenugreek seed powder, when taken on an empty stomach with a big glass of water, will get into the bloodstream and then runs around like Pac-Man and eats up the mucus that the cells are producing. So this supplement is for anybody who has congestion. Always good to have on hand for people who eat lots of cheese and lots of dairy, because that causes congestion if you have that imbalance in your digestive system. And since most people do, having this on hand is a good preventative for when you wake up and you are congested. You know, you went out Friday night and you had a couple extra slices of pizza, and you wake up Saturday morning and you're congested. Mm-hmm. Well, I would suggest you take some Fenugreek to help get rid of the congestion so you don't start trapping infection and creating immune imbalances and weaknesses.
Okay. Now, a couple of bonus supplements. There's an 11th one that you recommend sometimes.
The 11th one is a thing called choline, and it's a byproduct of what goes on within the B vitamins. It actually is a B vitamin, and this is something you want to have on hand for stomach upset with eating certain foods. If you get nausea and heartburn and indigestion, or if you have foodborne illnesses, then you should be taking choline. It helps to flush the gallbladder and prevents problems from getting bigger related to foodborne illness, or what some might call food poisoning. So having this on hand is good for the occasions when this occurs, and you don't have to take it every day. Mm-hmm. But just keep your system honest when it has let you know that it's out of balance.
It's out of balance. Now, there's another one that you recommend beyond the choline and beyond the 10 that we talked about.
That would be a supplement called prolamine iodine. And this is important for overall health, not just the health of your thyroid, like most people think. Iodine is for preventing infection. And we have iodine receptors found on every major organ and gland in an effort to support the immune system's response to an organ and gland being attacked. The thyroid happens to be the directly dependent on the iodine for thyroid hormone production. But iodine is not just for thyroids anymore. So we want to have enough iodine in our system, especially women, okay, because that will help the functioning of their thyroid, but it will also help to boost their immune system.
Mm-hmm. I always thought that iodine was for, you know, to prevent infection from a scrape or a cut. But you're saying it's important for all these other reasons as well.
Well, yeah, but you also, that's a very good point that you make. Okay, when you were a little kid growing up and you got a scrape or a cut, what did mom slap on the scrape or the cut?
Slapped on some iodine.
Some iodine, right, because it's got very good antibacterial properties to it. Okay.
Right.
But they've moved away from that. It's, you don't necessarily go into the pharmacy anymore and you find Lugol's iodine solution, or, you know, you don't get the Mercurochrome or what have you so much anymore. They don't even talk about that. But
no.
Old school is about slapping some of that on, and it helps the skin heal because it prevents any kind of infection that could get in through that broken skin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, this is interesting. Now, I know that, you know, we've talked about these supplements. Now, you have an alternative approach, and this is often not covered by health insurance. I'm sure that that's keeping some people away from visiting you.
Well, I'm sure it does too. And what the listener needs to consider is what do they actually get for their health insurance coverage? You get medications, you get testing, and the opportunity to go for more testing and have more medications prescribed. And if they're really lucky, they get to have surgery. Now, my question is who wants to volunteer for that?
I certainly don't.
So that's what your, quote, health insurance, which isn't about health, it's about sickness coverage. That's what your sickness coverage insurance will help you have. Insurance will never pay for you to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to keep you healthy. So there's a chance that maybe your insurance is going to have a problem with you wanting to stay healthy because insurance doesn't pay for you to be healthy. So you may not have coverage, but I help people understand if you're in my office and you're getting care under my care, okay, you're going to get some chiropractic. And if you have chiropractic health insurance coverage, then it will be submitted under chiropractic and mm-hmm. you will get reimbursed. I'm just not going to do that for you because I don't want to have to fight with a third party who doesn't even understand what we're doing to help you. Mm-hmm. I will fill out a super bill that you can submit to your carrier because you have the relationship with your carrier and they want to keep you happy. They don't have any interest in keeping me happy. But also at the end of the day, I want to help you. I want to work for you, the one who's coming to me. I don't want to work for your insurance carrier. And I want you to work with me. I don't want a third party getting in the way of our ability to work together. So, mm-hmm. yes, I understand. But if you have health insurance, I will help you file with your health insurance company. But that's the relationship between you and them.
Mm-hmm.
If you truly want to be healthy, you have to appreciate that your health insurance will never allow you to be that way because health insurance doesn't cover any care to help you be healthy.
Right. Right. So, in light of that, can you help people with most health problems?
With 100% certainty, I can. And it requires their being open and committed to their health as well. They participate in the process.
Uh-huh. So, in using your model, you really are helping people unplug out of that cycle of mainstream sickness care.
Oh, absolutely, because we start every show talking about health is your birthright.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sickness is not a birthright. Sickness is a natural outcome of not doing the right thing, and there's too many opportunities for us to do the wrong thing because the television convinces us to go do the wrong thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's what the advertising is all about.
Correct.
And you're talking about taking ownership of your health. I mean, that is a radical idea.
No, it really isn't. It's the most responsible thing that anybody could do is take ownership, take responsibility, take care of yourself.
Yeah, well, in light of everything that we talk about, you know, and we're going to talk about goal setting and what you need to do in order to be healthy, it's a radical idea to take responsibility.
Well, it is a radical idea, but at the end of the day, being in charge of and being and owning how your body functions and understanding when it's not functioning is the most important thing that anybody could do for themselves to help themselves. And my job is to help facilitate that to make it easier for you, the one with the issue.
So if somebody wants to find that information out and wants to get an assessment of their own health and what they could do and what supplements they might need to take, and they want to have a consultation with you, take advantage of the offer that you made in this show, how would they best reach you?
Yeah, if you want to start the new year off healthy and come mm-hmm. in and make sure that you're taking the right supplements or make
yeah.
sure that you have enough of the ingredients that you need in order to be healthy, let's start 2018 off being healthy. Just simply give me a call. The best way to get a hold of me is my cell phone. That's 845 845- 561-2225. Tell me that you want to take advantage of the supplement evaluation to start the new year off healthy. And you can come in and we'll evaluate that at absolutely no charge to you. And that's my gift to you as somebody who's committed to your health, and hopefully you're committed to your health as well. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And my intention is to help you start the new year off healthy and to finish the new year off healthy and to have health every day in between. And but it starts with you picking up the phone or you sending me an email. So I want to thank you for tuning in today. I hope this information has been helpful. Please tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I want to wish you a happy new year. I hope it's getting off to a good start. And I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are, then take this simple test. Obviously you need a pill, you know how one is best. The thing is, there might be some side effects. Oh, I'd heard that before. I've been rushing back to the doctor.